influenza dampened cattle futures again on Wednesday. Beef and coal storage continues to decline. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmore. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmore with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 25th of April. Heading into Wednesday's close, cattle futures were lower, pressured by news that viral fragments of highly pathogenic avian influenza were found in pasteurized milk during the ongoing investigation into bovine influenza A virus found in dairy cattle. Although there is no reason to doubt the safety of pasteurized milk, the headlines made traders skittish. More about all of that momentarily. Live cattle futures were an average of $1.44 lower. Feeder cattle futures were an average of $2.32 lower. Negotiated cash-fed cattle trade and demand were moderate in the Southern Plains through Wednesday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. FOB live prices were steady at $182 hundredweight. Elsewhere, trade ranged from mostly inactive on light demand to a standstill. Last week, FOB live prices were mainly $183 in Nebraska and $184 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress delivered prices were $292 to $293. Choice box beef cutout value was $1.66 lower Wednesday afternoon at $295.74 hundredweight. Select was $2.34 lower at $290.42. Heading into the close, Kansas City wheat futures were 14 to 17 cents higher through July of 25, supported once again by weather concerns. Corn futures were mostly 1 to 5 cents lower through March of 25, and soybean futures were mostly fractionally mixed through July of 25. I had results from just a couple of trendable Wednesday auctions with much volume to share at press time. Feeder steers sold $5 to $7 higher at OKC West in Alrena, Oklahoma, where there are 10,700 head. There are instances of $10 higher for cattle suited to grazing. Feeder heifers traded $2 to $5 higher. Steer and heifer calves sold $3 to $5 higher. And at Torrington Livestock Commission in Wyoming, load lots of steer and heifer calves sold $3 to $5 higher, while packages traded lower. There are 2,021 head on offer. Remember, if you're looking for a weekly market summary and highlights, check out the Calf News Price Point podcast that comes out each Tuesday. You'll find it at calfnews.net. Major U.S. financial indices ended Wednesday little changed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 42 points lower. The S&P 500 closed 1 point higher, and the NASDAQ was up 16 points. Heading into the close, West Texas Intermediate crude oil futures on the CME were 17 to 50 cents lower through the front six contract. As mentioned, viral fragments of highly pathogenic avian influenza were found in pasteurized milk samples during the ongoing investigation into bovine influenza A virus found in dairy cattle, according to the Food and Drug Administration in its updates on highly pathogenic avian influenza, which was released Tuesday. Based on available information, the update explains pasteurization is likely to inactivate the virus. However, the process is not expected to remove the presence of viral particles. According to a statement from the National Milk Producers Federation, the data cited by FDA is consistent with many other studies demonstrating that the legally required temperature and time for milk pasteurization will readily inactivate the virus. Further, according to the statement, viral fragments detected after pasteurization are nothing more than evidence that the virus is dead. They have zero impact on human health. As well, the federal Grade A pasteurized milk ordinance prohibits milk from sick cows from entering the food supply chain. To date, FDA says we've seen nothing that would change our assessment that the commercial milk supply is safe. USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service issued a federal order Wednesday to prevent the spread of avian influenza by mandating that dairy cattle receive a negative test for bovine influenza A virus prior to interstate movement. Total pounds of beef in freezers February 29th were 6% less than the previous month and 12% less than a year earlier, according to the latest USDA cold storage report. Frozen pork supplies were down 1% from the previous month and down 12% from last year. Total red meat supplies in freezers were 4% less month to month and 13% less year over year. Total frozen poultry supplies were down 1% from the previous month and down 5% from a year ago. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 25th of April. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.